This is Emmanuel for Healing the Healer podcast. I'm doing a recording on my phone. My phone is the only thing I have in regards to doing the podcast. I will be doing a special podcast interview on Tuesday, which is the 23rd, I believe, of August. But that will be in the studio. But in regards to my podcast where I used to do from home, I just got a new laptop. And I'm going to get things situated for everyone here so we can continue this podcast. I'm going to be reading two books. One of the books is The Emotion Code. And I did this before. Unfortunately, I deleted my Patreon site. So I don't have those files anymore. And it really hurts me because I went through the whole entire book. But I'm going to be doing it again. So if you don't have The Emotion Code book, I think it'd be a good time to kind of pick it up again. And I've been working with 12 other charts recently, so I'm going to add even more input on the body code and the emotion code book, I'm sorry. And so you can be looking forward to that. Some of my podcasts will be literally page 1 to page 10, page 10 to page 20. If you are somebody who loves reading, I love usually reading 2 to 3 books at the same time. It's hard for me to read just one book. If you haven't read Dr. David R. Hawkins' book of Map of Consciousness Explained, we will be tuning into that one, but that will be in the Heal platform. We're going to have a book club, and this book club will allow us to all comment in on it. So, and we'll all be reading 10 pages a day of that one. And so if you want to tune into the emotion code, that'll be on the podcast. If you want to tune into commenting, everyone's messaging each other and kind of begin a little book club, that will be on Heal platform, which is haveempathyandlove.com. You can join for free and look for, in the topic section, the book club. And there you'll see me posting about the map of consciousness this time. And so I look forward to doing that. And I wanted to announce the new Solar Room. And so I'm excited because this is something that's really, I learned about the law of attraction probably back in 2006. It's 2022 now. And for 2006 to almost, who knows, 2015, law of attraction really didn't work for me. You know, I'm not the best testimony. I've tried it. I've done the vision board. I've done affirmations, and nothing was really working out. And kind of gave up on the idea. But then I realized later on that what I'm about to share with you right now is a description of the room. So it said, a mentor of mine once said, Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret, missed a chapter inside of her book, The Secret. The reason why people still don't attract what they want is because their personal energies don't match the same frequency of their goal. He later said that our inherited emotions, childhood programming, and many other trauma energies may not allow us to fully believe our vision board, affirmations, and goals. So my 9 years experience, we don't fully believe it. It stagnates the speed you could be getting all your desires. What if we did have the right energies being put off to the universe, but we tend to procrastinate? It took a while to realize that both of these need to be assisted to have the best results. Initiative to do more, to be more productive, and to not wait to take action and to use the law of attraction together. So a new Solar is opening. So detaching from procrastination and activating the law of attraction. So that's the theme for this week, which is August 21st. We'll be doing starting the first day of healing, all the way to August 27th. So basically every single day, you'll be getting a healing there. So the question is, what is a Solar? The Solar consists of 7 days where heal members from all over the world can receive multi-layered healing at a distance on a certain subject. I'll be using my group healing certification to facilitate the energetic healing room, and my wife will be sending Cephi frequencies to the group. Many activations will take place. We will be removing multiple trauma energies, inherited or personal, that don't allow you to believe your law of attraction goals. We will be aligning your percentages of how much your body believes something. We'll be removing any core negative beliefs that perpetuate procrastination. Heart coherence and balances will be dismantled to assist a flow state as we increase the law of attraction, magnetism, and much more. There will be a podcast specialized then for those participating, a conscious integration video, Cephi frequencies will be sent, a light message will be shared, and much more. So see you tomorrow. And so if you can look at the about section of this podcast, you will see the link to where you can join in to our Solar Room. And so you can also bring in your child, which is 17 years or younger, They're also included, so you can kind of put them in there as well. So I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow, and I look forward to the podcast that's going to be done this week with a foot zoner. So someone who's into energy medicine and does foot zoning. So stay tuned for that. I'll be posting probably a little information about her. So look forward to that. Take care. And as I always in my podcast, I always say the world has a false notion where I'll take care of you if you take care of me. But if we just take care of ourselves, then we can change our home, we can change our city, we can change the country, and we can eventually change the world. See you next time.